The process in the Greater Central Capital knowledge is that Fraser Carroll responds to the task team and the task is to develop an integrated water response package in the entire Fraser Carroll. It is also further mentioned that the results of several priority projects were identified for urgent commencement to ensure security, water security in the central countries. Now, what I wanted to understand is that what is the nature of this project that were identified and then were they implemented? And also, if we may still be able to get a progress report as to how is the progress in terms of implementing those tools. And then on page 28, the report says in terms of the Tucson Center must be in the third point. But the 22 functioning Tucson Center joint programs and six of them are not providing key services. For a layman like myself, I just want to understand if what could be the actual reason behind that, and then how does that impact on service delivery? And then on page 35, also there on the same question. In my understanding, that we've got a number of municipalities which are doing currently is 24, but now the number that is mentioned here is 22. Now, what do I understand that? What is the chance of that remaining 2 months? What is the progress of the joint? There is 24 functioning in my 22 municipalities. Then on page 35, there is a it is mentioned in the employment and vacancies program that the district local performance monitoring is in the process of being filled. So now, what I just want to understand is that, what stage are you in filling that? Is there any, knowing that the report is highlighted is from March. So by now it's still became in the process and then on page 64. Then we mentioned in terms of the transferred with regard to municipal infrastructure support plan, that if you look Utkoran and Sandal, the amount that was spent was very low. And now what I wanted to understand is that when the energy was spent for such low expenditure in those municipalities, then what would be the challenge that I would understand in terms of low expenditure? Because this is where if you check that municipality of the special stuff that uprisings in terms of stability are important, that could be the serious challenge there. And then on page 69, a conditional grant that is not all the reasons of unspent by the department, it is said that it was due to the delays in filling of contracts. What caused this delay? And how did that impact on service delivery?
Thank you. And hello, Jason. Paulson, you got it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to first ask the leader to respond to some of the questions.
I know that the question about infrastructure is going to be Program. So it's not something that you can roll out to a lot of people because it's difficult to get mentors that are at the level of a municipal manager because those people are quite busy. So it's also a year-on-year program, so systematically we'll try and see how many people at that level we are able to get hold of. At the moment we only have about 8 mentors that are available, and from the program there's been 3 people who've been gone to senior positions following the program.
Another chair, in that sense, I put a contract to the Chisholm Centre. We've got 28 Chisholm Centres within the centre. Now, the manner in which we categorize the Chisholm program is that we've got a fully fledged Chisholm Centre, and then we've got satellite centres. And that's the contract. So, in terms of fully fledged Chisholm Centre, and as part of the Chisholm program, the Constitutional Foundation required that at least the anchor department, which the 4 anchor departments, which is Department of Affairs, Social Development and Labour, be either within the actual center or within the proximity of the center. So when you talk about the fully fledged center, we refer to the key anchor departments, they're all of us in the center. Then the satellite center, you not necessarily have all the anchor departments. Now, over and above the different departments, we've got other services that are rendered within the center. So, when we then calculate which center, the fully fledged center, you then will get the approximately 22 centers in the working case that are fully fledged centers. So, that's the context in which, so with satellite centers, you're not going to get all of the anchor departments. And so, that's why it's reflected that the movement are providing the key services. But some of those anchor departments, maybe coming to the satellite center will shape the session. So they will agree and the community members will know on what day that the satellite department can be certified. So that's the difference between the two. And then the second issue around, and again it talks to, so in the, it talks to the context around the center. When the program was conceptualized at the national level, the idea was to have 8 Chisholm centers, 10 municipalities. Now, within the Western Cape, in all our local municipalities, which are the 24 municipalities, we've got at least 1 Chisholm center, a fully fledged center. However, in 3 of those municipalities, the local municipalities, we do not, in some municipalities, we might have more than 1 center, including a satellite center. But in 3 municipalities, we don't have Chisholm centers at all. Now, in those particular countries, that's where the outreach program will also assist them, where we assist in those areas that don't get centers, where we will roll out and supplement the fact that people join the government of the center and go around the provincial outreaches and also and support municipalities in terms of also rolling out their own municipal outreaches. So that's the context of why not all municipalities.
Okay, first one, just in relation to the director, district and local performance manager, that recruitment selection process has been concluded, and the committed candidate has committed service 1 August 2019. Okay.
Thank you, Walter. Honorable Chair, do you have any follow-up questions?
Yes. I just wanted to understand in terms of the issue of chief engineers, if you have maybe considered because of the candidates, some of them are not going to take up the responsibility. If you were only considering provincial people or you had something with a certain perspective is beyond the problem, so that we need to ensure that those critical posts are filled. That's the first problem. And then the second one is that the 3 municipalities that you mentioned that do not have to solve the center problem, they are only serviced through outreach program. If there is any plan to ensure that they do have in the near future, if it is part and parcel of the department's plans, or you would continue the outreach program for the moment.
Thank you, Andrew.
We recognize the other country, so the our country. It would have expected from that people to reside within the specific municipal areas, so they would have had to move to Southern East or Southern Cape or West Coast. But we did, and we didn't find any suitable candidates.
Jefferson, I need to say these engineers were particularly for assistance with the drought and assist municipalities with their infrastructure banking and water as a result of the drought and the subsequent initiatives around that. So the contract, the money that got received from the provincial president, given that's a year-on-year basis, the contract was just for 1 year. And the level of remuneration for people who work in the private sector to come to the government sector, for that amount they refuse to do a contract. And that's the reason as you would see a seat apart from opportunity to see to what extent we can make that contract for the 3 years, but it requires a job evaluation process changes.
Thank you. Our department don't have the capital funds. We used to vote and grant funds for these things. So the municipalities that currently don't have, we've been supporting them to look at alternatives. So I'm happy to report to you that one of them, out of their own funds, Leibner, is currently in the planning phase for a multi-purpose center that they will use as this to something. The other one that we are currently working with, no funds yet, but some plans in the making of standard conditions. It's up to the municipalities themselves to either approve the funds from their own revenue, possibly infrastructure grant funding, etc. But we've been supporting them, and in the absence of a fully fledged center, we will continue to prioritize those areas for our future, sometimes more than once, just to fill that gap. But there are plans to lay by the municipality.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Just some of the questions. As in doubt, in the session of the county school, but I also have a number of questions. So one would like to understand what is this part means and the identified by your parents. That's what I'm saying. We have dealt earlier with the issue of how the water and specifically of the best share. But one would like to understand whether the part of the contract was whether how much water was made in that particular area and the distribution thereof. If these advertisements are set as the next world of the world, one would like to understand how it is like us, how water is distributed in the different communities. Very much equally distributed. I'm really reporting. Maybe that will give that indication. That's the one. And we have dealt with the issue of public participation. And we have showed you a government person. Luxembourg, but we have also responded to the Luxembourg issues in terms of public participation, also specifically the IDD process. Now, when you look at the program, it seems they have completed that particular process. All 12 wards, and most of them were cluster wards, two wards, maybe one meeting. All 12 of them, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All 12. And whether that is indeed public participation, who do you want to attend when you call those on But we have received the view for the forwardness of that, and there is a commitment that there will be the communication with the Jaffrey municipality. Page 43 investigations, and the number in the last page is 4. Investigations completed 4. But one will have to understand, even if complete, unclass, and what remedial action was taken to address if there was any issue that needs to be addressed. That's the one. Then on page 54, understanding suffering and change, what are the reasons for this election? My colleague in front of me earlier asked a question on physical damage, and the response was there is no such thing. Some of us comes from municipalities, councils, and also the response was we will try and see whether we can give all the money in the main budget. Now, let me make this example of housing, for instance, a case that you will receive. You will receive maybe 80,000, 80 million rand. Lower inflation. And just before the end of the financial year, there comes another amount of money. It was not in the main budget. Where you put it from, I don't know. What do you call that? And then certificate says this money must be spent before or in this time frame. And you can only spend it for one, maybe in the infrastructure development or top structures. So is that fiscal dumping or what do you call that? Because as council, then we have called it fiscal dumping. Because if the money was there all the time, why was it not given in the main budget mission? That's the one. Then, say, page 64. The silver issue, you will see there's a number of municipalities. We have now learned that there's 28 two junctions, of which 22 are fully fledged. Now you will see, for instance, that the question was asked about Schillenberg. And the information, or the response that we will see, that, but that was the spending at the end of March. But if you look at it, deep into the year, you will see all the monies, or less monies was underspending. You see, 8,000 is indicated. But Schillenberg, and it seems on the receiver of those monies, said from the inset, onset, can't be hollow. Right? That indication that I'm giving. Swellenda, from the onset, and on the receiver of those monies, said can't be hollow. Now I would like to get an indication, because it's two sort of operational support grants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is listed here. While we've got 28 or 22 fully fledged. The ones that's not listed here, have they received any monies or grants in this particular financial year? And if not, would it not be better to give, in the case of Stranda, money to a two-song center that was ready to spend their monies or to spend their allocation instead of giving it to a municipality which was not ready to spend it? Because surely, if a two-song center tells you it on receiver of those monies that can't be rolled over to the next financial year, it clearly tells you that that person was not ready to speak.
unless you got information that that money was indeed spent. But indication that I'm getting here is they asked on the very onset, can we roll over that amount of money? A check. So yeah, that's basically my question.
Thank you, Honourable Paulson. Your call.
And then obviously one. And then here on the
thank you. There was a few questions. The first one is the municipalities that are not listed here receive funding this financial year, that aren't we so? So the amount that is available, this is the only one we could help, and that decision is usually made on a based on a functionality scope, meaning that in our view the highest need is. And now maybe to explain Swellendam's situation, Swellendam was exactly a recipient of what you suggested in your last remark. Swellendam was never permitted for this year to receive funding. And I'm not going to mention the other municipality's name unless you want me to. That was initially predicted to receive funding in 1890. The municipality did not comply because there's a complying process. They must have a full business plan. The municipality must be able to show willingness to comply to spending, etc. So we actually had to redirect funding from such a municipality that couldn't spend to Swellendam. So Swellendam received this money literally a month before our financial year, because we had to then for the adjustment process and the new gazette. So they actually just received, so on receipt they were here at the park, because this was funding that was redirected to a municipality that couldn't spend the fund. So they were just the happy recipient of such funds. They were never allocated funds in 1890. We want really the funds not to go back to the revenue fund, and they want me in the municipality. They thought it was, and in discussion with them, it was apt that they were able to spend this money. I would not use that the word you just used. It was really I think it was a protective way to not sit with money that another municipality can't spend, and another indirectly to a municipality that they thought they was need and they could use them. That was the explanation for why that initially passed from the context of the law, because they just by March, they just received the money, they just couldn't speak before June. For our financial I hope that that is just.
Can I respond to the balance of the questions? This is a broad theme. This comes to an assessment of all the IEPs in the province, departments and so on. So what we call this inversion themes, strategic and planning priorities. What are some of the challenges associated to climate change, water security, local economic development, urbanization, infrastructure management, institutional governance in municipalities, safety management, coal planning, partnerships and shared services, the financial sustainability of municipalities, citizen interface, political and administrative social disability, and then waste management. So we've done an assessment, and based on that assessment, there are five transversal themes that are coming across both the network and the five districts, and they're related to the interface, infrastructure management, urbanization, and that's just about the population growth, climate change, water security, and waste management. So what we have to do is we'll see that these priorities of local government actually captured into the what we call the provincial strategic plan. And those are the crop things that we've spoken to. In terms of the buffer water, I think both the SOMS and the agencies that assisted with the buffer water. So some of the water was stored on site in Tiger Hospital. And that is the donations that was received via the province as well as Gift of the Givers. some of the water was stored there, and the water was then occasionally transported to the various municipalities that have requested water. And the water was actually not transported to individuals. The water was actually transported to municipalities. They then stored the water in warehouses, and particularly in the open this area and the central Karoo, the high-lying areas where the water pressure was not sufficient to pump water up to the high-lying areas, they then distributed that bottled water as and when required. So that was the responsibility of the municipality. We were obviously inundated with calls for water water in certain municipalities. So in relation to the example of the housing, I'm going to think for the housing is not my portfolio. How it works, Chairperson, that the municipalities in general get funding the same with the MIG, develop infrastructure. You see, some municipalities, their progress is slow, given supply chain, there's appeals on the stuff, and they need to stock the thing and so on, and other municipalities move much faster. You then make an assessment mid-year or three-quarters through the year, and you say, you then come to the conclusion that this municipality is not going to spend the entire grant. So what you do is you take your breath away from that, where you see up front, and the municipality can prove that the grant is not going to be spent in full, and you give to another municipality where the ostensible cost tracking for the implementation of those projects. And one cannot call that fiscal dumping. It is about managing the transfers and obviously the conditions of the grant. And I'm also asking you to speak about the investigations in that regard. Okay. And see what is on the stick to the atmosphere and the expenditure.
So the other expenditure that we get to the program of June is 1.2 million, so it's 1.3 million. 1.2 million. Bulk of it is CAE, which is compensation of employees. So it's 910,000 of that is compensation of employees, 294,000 is services, and 9,000 is transfers. And after the COE split, we found the detail of it from 3.56 to 1.8, and we need just the subject.
Even local government departments.
you will have to manage your budget and see whether any municipality will be able to spend the money or not. You will find it in this department also. Now, if that's the case, because it's money taken from another municipality and given to another municipality, because this one did not spend it, and this one was ready to spend that particular money for the financing. How is it possible, if the response earlier was that you will see whether we can put all the money in the main budget? That was the response that we earlier received when the Honourable asked the question whether it's fiscal dumping or not. And the response was, well, we will see as we are moving forward in the main budget that we can allocate all the money. But will it be possible to allocate money that we are taking from this municipality, giving it to another municipality, and to say, you have received 80 million rand, we are giving you 20 million or something. When you are able to allocate 100 million rand, you won't. It won't be possible to my understanding. Because it's money taken from another municipality, and in terms of the dollar allocation, that municipality must get its share. The next financial year, it must get its share. So that's in terms of that, Mr. Bosnian. Where I'm thinking it won't be possible to allocate a certain amount of money, where it was at the main budget and then at the later stage, to allocate that amount in the main budget. The second one, I just want to check, because it says Swellendam here. Swellendam has received the money basically in the last month, if I'm correct. And they basically asked immediately, hold on. Right? You then said that because it was not possible to spend that money, it was redirected. I'm not sure whether I understand it correctly. To a municipality, they could have spent it. Or was it held over? No. It was then redirected. To Swellendam. Or you took it from another municipality which is not listed here. No. Okay. I understand now. And you didn't tell them spending.
Yes.
That's why I said maybe the way how we put it might create a bit of a confusion, because we may have thought it was Swellendam who was asked. Because if you read it, see it as it was a number of us for the money to go over, maybe the way out could be a bit of confusion. But thanks for this.
Thank you, Honourable. I understand the reason to his previous function. You have to understand. Thank you. Okay. Honourable, do you have any questions? Right. One last opportunity for members if they want to ask any further questions on the part B. Okay, well, I don't know,
sir. Okay, I just want to put it on the report that we have received a timetable from the Indian municipality that are reforming part of the region that is taking place there from all over. Certain instances we have two wards on one day. This is problematic to the community. It can't be, and we need an immediate intervention from the department for the minister. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable. It was raised, Honourable, earlier, sir. Of course. Thank you. All right, that, thanks for your questions and thanks for your responses. That concludes part B of the annual report. I'm going to allow opportunities now to honourable members to ask the minister any particular question before we move to part D of the report, which is the human resource management section. Any particular questions to the minister? Honourable Smith, I recognise you. Honourable Clareford. Honourable Mitchell and Honourable Moran. And Honourable Adebes Hesma. Take it away, Honourable
Smith. Thank you, Chair. Minister, this is on page 10. There's a first paragraph 3. We managed to prevent a total collapse in the water supply in both of West Peninsula and Canal. I just want to understand what is the assistance that was received from the national government and other stakeholders in this process to maintain the region. Then, paragraph 4, second sentence, it is evident in the recent government performance index, research report conducted by Good Governance Africa, it was released in April 2019. What was the research looking at? The research report, what was it looking at? Was it looking at all the displacements in the province? Because some like George have been deteriorated under the department's work. And then secondly, what are the similarities and differences between the government's Africa report and the 80s report? Which anyway shows the immigration importance for the province. Then paragraph 2, the department has supported its colleagues in other departments and put measures in place to address the spate of protests which manifested over the past few years, particularly closer to the election. Now, there's a protest as we speak in the province, Delta, Power, so on. And the MEC seems to be saying that these protests are politically prohibited. I just want a clear understanding. And if the support including strengthening capacity of municipalities to address persistent challenges that give rise to this protest, what is that support of working on? Then I should be done.
Thank you for that.
First of all, we need to remember that we've got three trees of government. We cannot just leave it. It's a frustration to many extent for the officials at the provincial level. It's not only this problem, I think all the provinces share the same. We've got a lot of debates going on about the 139 and how we can get quicker to get to the problems and to solve the problems. So if you ask me personally, I wish we could change the system where we put all of the issues of government and levels of government so that we can help on another accountable. But supporting and monitoring function without the legal backing is very difficult to implement, so we spend a lot of time to pull and push municipalities into a direction. The collapse of the water system, it was a very difficult December for all the officials working on the systems within. There was hard debates, there were some debates that people wanted to put in the newspapers. I get the sense also on what some of the questions during the session on the distribution of the water between municipalities, because certain municipalities that do politically with factors like water, that's wrong. But we need to understand that. But we went in with national government, it's our partner. All water is a national government function. So we very early picked up that yeah, there's a drought, and yeah, there's but the drought alone is not causing the water problem. The bigger problem was a management problem. So for years, a municipality has never spent maintenance on the collection plant, or the municipality was switched off, and they were all disappear on Monday. And then the phone from Lobby, they resort to bring us water. Now, one thing is we cannot transport water to a municipality on a longer term, because it's just too expensive. So myself and Gern sat down with national government and the two teams went in together. We were on the same page as Parliament and said, what support we needed to give them, how are we going to help them, and we were really upfront with the Indians and the engineers. So sorry, this is also a management problem and we solved it. In the meantime, we had to help them, support them, because otherwise people would suffer. So we managed to pull through. We managed to get help from other municipalities who's got the ability to send us some support to help them. And there was a certain case where they worked Saturday, Friday, Saturday night to the water plant up and running in a municipality. So that was really important. The Africa Ratings report and the IQ report, what we need to remember is just like the Ratings report, not the old one, never. It's a management tool and I want municipalities to use it. So, and what we've done is we've also invited the Africa Rating as well as the IQ to say, come and explain to the municipal managers, the CFOs and the mayors what we're looking at. We can send this to you or I can try and read it. They look at Africa Ratings, the IT, the compliance to work order requirements, etc. Budgetary preparations. I can also tell you to look at Africa Ratings and you see where the growth of the dollars, so we can keep that in the material and use it in your own leisure. Thank you for that. But when you look at the municipality, the ranking of the municipality, sometimes it doesn't make sense, you start to dig deeper and dig deeper. And then you all of a sudden will realize that certain municipalities are overbought, and then you can see why the ratings rate them low, etc. So there's impetus towards that. The IQ, they look at other items within a municipal space, not that we, and I'm the first to say, we're very proud of successes within the municipal space, but we still need a lot more. And I've got the sentence of the AD, the regression. I'm very proud that it is supports the result. Yes, we can say it's a regression of what if we need. We're the only country in the world who's got a clean audit system. And yes, we will push always for clean audits, but clean and unqualified audits is very close to one another. And if as long as you're in the space of unqualified and clean audits, I'm happy, the issue. Because the audits can also be destructive at stage. And we're busy negotiating, talking to the audit teams, because on a big level we must work and try and get clean audits, but you need to connect clean audit to service delivery. If you cannot connect the audit to service delivery, it's disjuncture, and we see it every day. And we need to talk to that, otherwise we're going to lose the value of pushing municipalities without talking about it. But out of 30 municipalities, 26 received unqualified clean audits. And that's brilliant. So I think the team has done very well on that. And on that 2612 is clean audit. And you must also remember on the clean audit, EMSCOA played a huge role in the municipalities. Certain municipalities we've received for the last 7 years clean audits, we haven't even had a comment. And all of a sudden they couldn't be ready in time and they haven't in a day like 24 hours and they received the unqualified audits and not clean. So it's very reminded the purpose that they need to sort out, and I think we will get them back on par. But we must obviously, all of us, use your oversight role to win our capacity to support the municipalities, must work towards to get them to a clean water status, because at least then we can make the argument, now we can have something to debate and fight about, and that's where we're going to spend the money. But I think the Auditor General will also agree with me that the linkage between clean audits and service delivery is becoming more and more sensitive. We want to get that right. The marches within that, first of all, it's people's right to go to sleep if necessary. But I personally think that we all need to also agree that it's not your right to break down and to burn facilities or to harm any individuals, because you've got to compete with your municipality or individuals within a municipality. As a department, we work very closely with municipalities. We draft an MOU on land invasions. We try to support our municipalities. There's also standard operation procedures, how we can quicker enter that space. But also through disaster management, we put a lot of effort in. You get in a very hostile scenario that you will find that the community at the state, they don't want to speak to the police, they don't want to speak to the politicians, and the only way we can actually get to the elderly and children is through disaster management, and then they perform their critical role to support our municipalities. I really want to encourage you to sit. The committee, maybe I was just flagged, it wasn't a question, but budget cuts will play a major role going forward. Certainly, I think it's going to get worse before it's going to get better, because if we must cut in this province by, let's say, 2.5-3 billion rand, it will have a direct impact on the municipalities. And our councillors face this daily, especially our ward councillors. So how are we going to support them, how are we going to motivate them, and that's why it's crucial that we do get our communication systems up and running, get the wards committees to function properly. So we've got a lot of work to do. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Minister. Unless there's something factually incorrect in your mind, this principal question can help us with this person, and if there's anything else, can I ask for this afterwards, and I'll ask you to that opportunity. Other than that,
Minister, assume that your government has managed to spend 90% of what it's spent. And yet, there is an understanding of one point four million that is a result of recruitment, legislation processes that are created, which also has a direct impact on, I assume, on the allowances and on that. Now, the point of clarity that one could be causing that delay on the recruitment, because delay that is the direct impact on the service delivery community. Politically related or dysfunctional, we find suitable candidates. What would be the reason? And then, secondly, is that also this is a direct impact on the crowd. We understand one of the reasons we understand on the crowd. A crisis. How did you understand a crisis?
Thank you, Ashpomera.
Well, that's the moment. There's need some help there. First of all, I'm not at all part of the recruitment process. I stay out of that. I'm definitely not equally motivated. If we can get, and I'm a firm believer, I will fight for, I think one of the problems, I'm saying to you as well, is that our provincial staff is getting more and more underpaid. We will need to solve that. Some of it's going to be a harder way, especially where we are currently. But we start to struggle to recruit people, and there's a reason for it, and I'm glad that you did mention it. Salaries, if you compare it to the private sector, if we're not willing to pay market-related salaries, then we're not going to get the competences we need. And also our contracts, people want to add jobs to it, and don't give it to them, problematic. And thirdly, the kind of salaries that you must remember, we're all working in government space, so if a metro salary is running away, then what then? Because if you compare the salaries, there's no comparison. So we will need to sort that out. We've done a study and we put it to the National Minister before they announced on the upper limits, the first round, and I still believe that study, I think they compared 5,000 jobs in the private sector with the public sector as we see where they fit in, and I wish next round that we can get National to look at that, because I think it's going to put serious pressure on the system. On the drought, I'm going to ask somebody to help me to answer this for me. I think some of the drought applications from the CBE late, and they want to try to spend it, but you're not going to do it. You will go where it needs to go. Also, I think something to mention in the Kazu area was to realize that we look for new water. There's no use to keep on drilling in the same vein. So, Mario, dealing with a few hydrologists, looking in, I think it's the area of sandbox, where we want to drill a new minefield of water. And we as a department said to Treasury to get to that source will cost us over the next 3-4 years, 75 million rand. If you give us the first 35, you must commit for the whole project. It's no use to spend 25 million to get the water, then you can't get it out of the ground and get it to the people. So you either commit or not. But if I'm wrong on the drought spending, then you must help me. Yeah, it was allocated to us very late. Then any disaster management funding. So as we put in the application and you can get it very late, and then you must go through your procurement process to spend it. But yeah,
okay, thanks. Thank you, Minister. One more
thanks. Just two issues. Chief, but also let me make this observation, because before the arrival of the minister, we have to speak loud with some of the issues and ask responses on it. And I, for instance, compliment the department on reaching all its targets and this. But I also said, you need to know that from the previous financial year, 23 only traveled for 16 months now. So it's more than half. It's a reality, yes, it's more than half. And I also said it reflects that on the department. Now here comes the DC. It says that 26 municipalities have received clean and unqualified wallets. And it's brilliant. You should never be satisfied with less. Let me see. I mean, if you look over the last 3 financial years, it's a downward spiral. And we said it's brilliant. We are used to much more bad than this. So we should never be satisfied with less. Because if we go out here and say we have performed brilliantly with only receiving 12 clean wallets, it will send out the wrong message. We should not be satisfied with less. Now, please, what is this? 26, that's 11, 11. So, the issue of the public uprising, unrest in some areas, now in Blackover and in Rakenstein, and I believe the conclusion that some of those are going to be done. But you also said that, grade 11, the last paragraph, the second paragraph, last sentence, there is also a need going forward for more resilient and addressing existing challenges in local government. Meaning you admit that some of these challenges that they experience, some of the uprisings, might be because of the challenges that we are facing in local government. We have spoken this morning about the challenges, the capacity, meaningful participation, and so forth, shortcomings of councillors, which might contribute to some of the issues that we are experiencing in some of the municipalities. Now, you've also raised the issue of clean orders at a certain level, and you need to bring the two together. Because you will find if someone's got to receive clean orders, but there's a lack of service delivery. So, and I think you will agree with me on that when you see that you need to bring the two together. So, in the issue of land invasion, it is not our policy, it's my neighbor's policy. You will never hear me that. We will give in terms of the Constitution on the issue of land. It's their policy. These challenges that we say, I would like to understand, do we have a plan to deal with these challenges as identified in your work forward with it? Because you have not raised some challenges. Is there a plan, and the details of the plan? We would like to understand this plan. Then the last one. We have also heard outside of this meeting, again, the issue of budget cuts.
and 45% of the equals 3 billion rand. So the partners have to. Now, we would like to understand this government, whether there is any other sources of income to augment the province budget, and if there is, what is the detail of those who are contributing towards the budget from this province, whether it's in the form of a donation from Germany or from wherever, is there any other money, because we have to cut in terms of the allocation that we are receiving from National President, is there any other funding that we are receiving from any other institutions, funding, and what is the detail if there is any?
Chairman, thank you. Where we come from 2009 with zero fee audits, I still believe it's going to get to the seats. It's not a rejection form. I've always stated it when we were in fact. Always think we need to state it when you, like this department, you can now argue a lot because we receive a fee audit. When you're there, you must always, and I always say it, that as long as we're unqualified and sitting on that, that's the category we're in, because it's a very small difference. Marginal that we will talk. There's some of the discrepancies in court with the water agenda on certain minor issues. Maybe they settle and they come in, I don't know. But as long as what we want to get to, we want to get production of the local government. We want a well-functioning municipality and we want well-financed sort of management within municipalities. And I think when you're on the unqualified looking audit, and it's unparalleled if you compare it to the rest of the country, look at all the problems. All the municipalities that we have there. So I'm very proud of that. The citizen of the protest, I think we all realize that there is a political element to it because you can see before election was fight. But obviously there's certain liberty issues that we need. As well as there's between people joining the cause, there's also a criminal element to it that we all need to act. It's a problematic space, we all understand that. The most difficult part, I think, if you look at a lot of our marches and you look at the petition, and I never want to put a percentage to it, but maybe 70%+ of the demands is not even a municipal function. And that's something that we need to look at. Because the community see government as government. And that's problematic for the municipality because the fight is within that municipal space. But say for instance for a school or for a hospital or the march should actually be to province or to national. And I think we need to understand if we say service delivery, it's not only water, sanitation, drinking, etc. It can be schooling, it can be, and in many instances it's housing. We all know that. So and we all know that we've fallen behind because wars against poverty. And how you try to get ahead of that is very difficult in this economic climate. Therefore, the department needs to make plans. We need to step up. And we always been making plans. I think if you don't have a plan, it's time to go. So currently, we're also busy with some very good initiatives to work out a basket of services that every individual needs. Also coming actually from the job lessons we've learned, where and it's part of our communication and part of building this society, is that some people will argue that they've got the money to pay for water, so you must provide water. And we say, no, we want the resource, we must distribute the resource to the market. And so we believe looking at that design of a basket of services that individuals need, also to help our municipalities so that they can go to community and say, this is what you can expect from us as a municipality. Because more and more it seems like there's also people who think government will give them everything and government is strong. So we need to be upfront and honest with these things. We're busy with the service charter, we can also one in Albert, where it's a contract between the municipality and the individual household. What they can exactly expect from the municipality. So yeah, we'll be busy with those plans. Our main funding from the budget, the press we get from the Winter Gate. You can go back to the constitution, but 95% of our budget is from national education, and then there's a bit of taxes, licenses, etc. But the department is obviously allocation from Treasury, and then some agreement, some cooperation with Farm Title Foundation, etc. But that's more on certain ambitions, to run certain projects, certain, we've just had this training with the Stellenbosch University and the Unselling Social Foundation, where they help to fund, but that's for on contribution off. So it's not money that we can allocate to say we want to do something specific. So that if a very small percentage, if we cut, it's going to have a direct impact on sustainability. And you must also remember that national is going to cut. And we in a very tight space, because we actually got our multi-year program, multi-year budgets. Municipalities are aware of that. They budget accordingly. And if national is going to cut, everybody is cut. If national is going to cut, province is going to cut. And then how do we align it? Because again, money is used to build houses in the area, but it's not really big for school. How do we align that schedule?
Thank you, Mr. Richard, okay.
Same thing. You see, you are saying we are better off than other provinces. I am saying because we lack the understanding of the government. And if people complain, the response is you are getting the citizens in other provinces. That's what I'm thinking. So we can give them half of the services that they're supposed to receive. At least they're getting better services from other provinces. No, the response is that other provinces is always there. The issue of clean borders, the energy response was, and that's what we measured the department case, or municipality case, 2009, when they took over the OK bonds. At some stage, there was a peak. Last year, for instance, it was 23 clean bonds. How we not measure us against the 23 that we received in price to better? Or are we still going to measure us against the nothing in 2009? It can't be correct. It can't be correct. Then we are measured as against the lowest point, while we are peaked at some stage. So, if we in the next financial year receive one clean order, we will still say it's better than 2009, because in 2009 we received nothing. It can't be correct. Let me see. It can't be correct. But it's a big thing. And this is the response from the minister.
I think that
it's very simple. The measurement is unqualified. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know it's not.
But so the measurement is unqualified order. If you go back to 23, I think if you add the unqualified order and the clean order to 26, so we stay the same. If that wants to be a measurement, but that's not the measurement. The measurement is to get all the municipalities unqualified orders. That's my target. The clean orders are the bonus. Obviously you need to work towards clean, but clean the discussion with the Auditor General currently, and we say I find the thing that I fundamentally fight with the Auditor General. Because if you want to save this country, if you want to get economic growth, we need to be innovative. To be innovative, it's very easy for the politicians to say that. If you innovate it, and you're against the law, what then? So we need to change the law, we need to change the rules of the game if we want to get job creation going. So it's going to be a crucial discussion how the Auditor General is going to look at this. We realize, and coming from the municipality, we've always picked it up over the years, the goalposts also shift every year. So as long as we're in the category of unqualified audits, we must put it up front So everybody knows.
If you're in that category, I will be satisfied.
And we've got four municipalities who's qualified, who's not there yet, and we need to work very hard to get them there. On service delivery, it's not what I'm saying. We can go to the Stats South Africa documentation, and they will prove that on water sanitation, sewage, electricity, we're the best powers in the country. It doesn't mean we're good. We're the best in the country. So we're the best in the country, but we all know that we need to step up, because no one of us wants to carry water for 200 meters. But that's within the guideline. If you were in 200 meters from your house, you've got water, you get a kick. No one of us wants to share toilet with 500 families. But that's what the Constitution is saying. So we know we've got a long way to go, but if you compare, and you don't look at what the minister, the MEC is saying, or what whoever is saying from the ruling party, look at the independent documentation, the Western Cape services are better than in other parts.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Honourable Moran. We're not going to enter into a dialogue here with the Minister. Honourable Bichon? Last speaker is Honourable Hunter Jensen. Question to the Minister?
Yes, thank you, Minister. In terms of municipal service delivery, one of the criteria, and we just highlighted as well, is the provision of electricity. Now, we have a situation where I think some political intervention is needed. In terms of the electricity supply to consumers by either ESCOM directly or through the municipalities. And we've now seen this thing again that seems to me that the image has emerged that ESCOM is left to collect revenue for electricity sales. So therefore, we have some protest action asking for ESCOM to take over certain electricity regulation systems in municipal areas. And my question is, have you been willing to engage with ESCOM? Because it's to me it's wrong that two consumers in the same local authority area are paying different tariffs to ESCOM and to the municipality. The one gets blocked when they fall in arrears with municipal accounts, the other ones will get their electricity, etc., etc. And it seems to me as if ESCOM is crying for money, but then the perception is that it's just particularly if you look in some other provinces, in the areas such as Soweto, that they just ignore revenue collection whereas the municipalities are much stricter. And it seems to me that we need some more equal treatment of consumers. The question is, would you be able to raise this as a political point with your colleagues at national level?
Thank you.
Yeah,
on the
On the audit, you can later comment on the audit, the general for the year under review, the single municipality in the Western Cape on the ESCOM set. And that's something commendable to the municipalities. That's something the department will be hard on to get right. So for that year under review, the Western Cape municipalities are clean. If you look at what the municipalities owe ESCOM in the country, 18 billion dollars. So that would be an issue for ESCOM. I think there's 20 municipalities that owe ESCOM more than 100 million of that. So obviously ESCOM has got problems. We're all aware of that. I'm not saying we're going to be into it. But saying this, I must also come up for ESCOM in the Western Cape. We've got a very good relationship with all the investor and his team. We meet them once a quarter. They do great work to keep the lights on in this problem. Yes, there are central control mechanisms, and yes, it's unfair in certain instances to municipalities, especially when we look at the vulnerable group, the indigenous group, the critical share, and a lot of municipalities actually buying that gap so that they can have a system where everybody is getting their fair share of the trip. What the department will tell you and the research that we will be doing is that is actually doable. Remember, in 1994, electricity was actually not part of the basket of basic services. Today, one of the basic service actually. If you and the research shows that 50 units of electricity is just delivered, must be kind of abandoned. They work out on two cell phones, whatever, the computer, etc. But we're busy engaging. We're also busy with City of Cape Town, so busy with the portrait, so that we can get municipalities to reflect electricity, to generate electricity. If we can only get them to generate 10 megawatts of electricity, it will help. If we can do 10 megawatts in each municipality, it will help greatly to support the system. And also to support businesses within the municipal space. Because currently the argument is that they can't get the connected they don't have. And load shedding is costing us quarter of the money. So the power grid is under huge threat, and what we need to realize is that we went through a period now where we haven't seen load shedding, but because of the economic, there was an economic growth. That's the only good side. If there was economic growth, the network would have collapsed, most probably. Mm-hmm. So, and then another red flag of Eskom is that there's some of the generation capacity that's older than 50 years, and they need to be in commission that they cannot continue. And there's no plan to generate more electricity. And that's also one of the big headaches. But we're busy with our national colleagues to discuss and see how we can take hands and pull through, because all the programs to get more electricity in the grid is going to cost. It's going to cost us and it's going to take a lot of time.
Thank you, Minister. On that thing, maybe we should simply just congratulate the Cape Town for experiencing our stage 2 revolution yesterday. Instead of stage 2, we experienced stage 1 solution. Colleagues, I'm looking to our first questions on to the Minister. That concludes the questions to the Minister. It's a value judgment. Yes, you may.
You may have agreed at the beginning of the session. They will not remember us when we face them. Now we do understand this time constraint. We also must understand that the minister was on for an hour, more than an hour. We are politicians, and we need to engage the politicians in this department in this system, because the part serves the politicians. So the staff is here, administration is to support the ministers here in terms of the response. But the question is actually going to the minister. So it's not fair towards us to limit our time when it comes to questions for the MSC. And this is not going to take anyone away. It's just questions for the
minister. Thank you, Honourable Mayor.
Chair, just on the issue of question. It's one question. The MEC,
I'm not going to ask a question.
It's a follow-up on.
No. Pause there, because we have so many spontaneous on the side. We're going to move over to Part D. We have 30 minutes, Part D, to conclude Part D. I will allow you to try to ask the minister question. You may do so. But at the same time, we have to deal with the content of what we have as well. So, at the end of the 50 minutes, then that will be it. And then we're going to conclude, and then we're going to allow for public participation with your own and then we will move into resolution.
So, We agree you are the chair of this meeting, but we do not need for me to protect the NDC. You have said at the beginning that you will not limit questions. That's exactly what you are doing now. So we need to know where we are going forward. How will it be?
Just on the moment, I am not protecting the NDC. capacity to protect the energy, but what one needs to consider, is that there are strict time allocations for certain processes. We need to conclude year by one, then the company members, plus the department, will meet scaffold meeting two, and then there will be another follow-up meeting with the department after three. So, if we get to allow people to, in fact, if you see this question to the minister, if you feel that it's some answer, put it in writing. You know, I give you an opportunity now. If you want to ask a question, it will be from part of the content of part D. Much of it has been responded to already. So if there's additional questions you can ask, I'm not looking for protecting the minister, there's no way that I need to protect the minister. So if you have a question to ask, you ask the question, and I'm not going to say it's inappropriate if it's not in part D. But after the half hour, we're going to close this session. And then what time do you
appreciate Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. On part D, the human resource management, just two questions. But first, may I just say, I have the privilege to also serve at national level, and I must tell you that the vacancy rate in national departments is normally a matter of great concern. And to have a vacancy rate at the end of March in your department of 32.2% as per page 86 is I find really exceptional. And also since you've got a relatively low turnover of staff, which I want to commend you. My question, Chair, under this section, there is also the issue of consultants. This is something which we are normally quite critical about, in the sense that we would love to see skills transfer to the public service, and not for departments to remain dependent on consultants. I do believe that there is also a role to play for consultants. Now my question is, if you look at page 120 and 121, quite a number of consultants were employed or contracted to do forensic investigations in terms of municipalities. And my question is a relatively simple one. Have we got value for money from those investigations? I do know the mere fact that if people know that you will investigate, that you will respond to allegations, in itself must be have a very positive effect on municipalities. But my question is, how many of these investigations have eventually led to action, to court cases? Because it seems to be as if quite often these things stop after the forensic investigation. And if I might add, I myself have seen the reports of a number of forensic investigators. And I'm critical about, you know, some of the findings that they make, because once you get to either a disciplinary or a court of law, and you hear the other side of the story, it seems as if, you know, many of their findings are imputed, and that's then impossible for effective action to be taken. This is the first one, Jim. The second one is
keep it brief and concise, Honourable.
I thought I had to ask one question for my colleague on this one. Then the second one is the hydrogeological consulting service. And we now have heard that it's very difficult to attract geotechnical engineers with the necessary skill set, particularly if you advertise on a fixed term contract basis. Now, again, what I would like to hear is whether the money that we've spent have been spent well. And what are our plans going forward? Is this a project that is going to end once the current drought has hopefully, you know, been relieved? Or do we believe that this is a long-term project that we will have to look at groundwater as a more important source of water, and therefore that it might even warrant the permanent position of a hydro institution? Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Morrison here.
Okay, I'm the geologist. For the current drought program that we're running, and we will be running it until we get all municipalities at the level where we call them being water resilient. And we're trying to achieve that over the next 5 years, and then thereafter, for the balance of the 10 years, we're trying to roll out to maintain that status of resilience. During this period, we will be making use of these geologists because they are very high, specialized skills. Somebody that you will not necessarily employ permanently because you won't be able to keep that person busy permanently. But for the next 5 years, we will be using consultants to provide these geological services. The work that is followed after the geological services cannot proceed before we've done all the investigations and tests that's done by the consultants. We will, however, have to explore the necessity to, in future, employ a geologist because municipalities must have the boreholes monitored on a monthly basis, and they must submit reports to the Department of Water and Sanitation. Municipalities will not have that capacity, and therefore it would be wise if we could employ somebody to provide that service to municipalities.
Thank you, Andrew. In relation to the French, municipal French investigation in question, I think in terms of value for money, specifically this investigation itself actually led to us providing a section of the report to the municipality, which ultimately led to the removal of the director at the municipality. I think it's also greatly assisted the Hawks and the NBA in relation to their investigations with criminal prosecutions. That is all underway, but that assistance, I think, and facilitating the police themselves as well, who are also themselves under-resourced, I think cannot be overlooked. And also, just in general, the municipalities and officials knowing that we will assess allegations, that we will investigate these allegations, cannot be overlooked. I think the importance of that, and the importance of that in fighting corruption,
and
other administration.
Thank you.
General consultancy is approaching the department under the use of advice on consultants. But obviously, you can come, particularly if you get a resident, so you need to appoint them as a consultant, that's not really a consultant. And then obviously, the department of the has got set of contacts in relation to communications. And given that the agent serves, we were obliged to make use of the council's comments for the meeting of government. That is an approach in the party with the guidance of the council.
Thank you. Any other honourable member would like to pose a question or a concern?
Okay. I noticed that you skip past P, so I'm not sure if you get so many of that.
Any other questions?
1895, in regards to the Gregorian Agreement. There are no low number of women can in the cinema to be present as a woman. What would be the reason behind that? Because what we have noticed is that in a number of departments that appear given the annual report, there is an promotion of women of color in the department. They have only seen the respect and chance that we see them coming in here. So, just want to understand what is the reason behind, rationale behind this understanding of the administration of the department facing challenges. And then, also on page 96, there is where you see on the senior issue in terms of people with disability. There is a very low representation of people of colors in the issue of women.
Or is it just a comment?
No.
That's a question. Yes,
that is.
Right, sure. Okay.
Jameson, thank you very much. In terms of, we do have a internal equity plan, and just to give you some highlights of what we need actually to enforce the equity plan. It's a plan from 2016 to 2021. So we are working towards the targets currently within the organization. The female representative is about 62% females within the organization. And obviously males currently is around 37%. Just in relation to the to what we are doing, actually to try to get the right. We are working towards this plan in 2021. So what we do is, if there's a cost of the price, it goes via the equity manager. He makes his comments on it and try to include people of the designated groups that are not necessarily in it. What we also do is, say for instance, the cost is being advertised and shortlisted, and they are not candidates in the designated group, they actually lower the percentages, a couple of those percentages to include the candidates of the designated group, so that as a woman or people of the designated group can be included and considered for that particular position. In addition to that, Chair, we've got our monthly management meetings, and on the management meetings, we have agenda points about the equity employment within the organization. We actually track to what extent we comply with the targets and our process towards the targets, and we have deeper discussions within the minutes and the agenda on it. And in the event that the position is called with a non-designated person, the panel must actually provide detailed reasons as to why, what has been done, what is the effort that has been implemented, and what has been done, why it is it. Designated person could not be appointed in the position. But as I say, we are moving towards the targets of 2021. In relation to senior managers, you can see it moves on all the post positions in the senior management positions are currently filled. So, you know, generally where government should go is about 50% in terms of gender in management positions, so 50% women and 50% males. If you look at our equity targets in relation to women, we've actually reached our targets because it says from 70, and this is in terms of the targets, there should be 6 females in senior management position and the balance should be males. But notwithstanding that, Chairperson, we're working towards a position to have at least a 50% representative representation of women on the senior management cadre of the department. And in particular, it is around the African group, both African females and males, in terms of the management cadre, are now being referred in relation to the FD factors.
Thank you. Mr. Paulson, any other questions? I'm going to go
just on the equity thing. I think we shouldn't run away for the fact that your guys are playing employing people of color. We have 2021 this is the year under review, so this is what we are looking at. That's one. Secondly, I think the energy mentioned that it's got nothing to do with so this one is before you put all the energy because the box then stops for energy to ensure that equity representation in terms of people of color. So we don't want a similar situation next year. I think that's what we are saying. And this is an unacceptable situation that under the year under review, the picture looks like this. So I just wanted to make that into the
picture. Okay, thanks. Honorable
The school individuals suspended the campaign. Obviously following this process. And you might understand, Chair, how far is this case? And if the individuals found not guilty, will they be reinvested? Chair, you just have to understand that because we have been suspended without pay. So they said suspended doesn't mean they're guilty. Can't correct. Suspension does not mean guilty. There's an understanding. So if they found not guilty, because they will have a fair process of hearing, where they will have to state the case. And if they found not guilty, will they be investigated? That's the one thing. Say also on the issue of there's some. Issue of training chain because I can't pick up the ages where it's old people that's been trained, where it's young people. And I like to understand if there's young people, how many chain?
That's been quite discriminating ages.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's not showing ages. But we would like to see because our biggest unemployment rate is amongst young people. So I would like to see whether there's no it can be only got is let me allow me. I would like to see how many of them are young people, whether they can be employed young in terms of ages, those who are trained chair. Then chair, on page 101, performance agreement time. I see
Saturday level 13, number of signed performance agreements for level is 10. Number of actors disposed is 13. I would like to understand here, maybe the, some of them they have not signed. And if, what is the reason?
Thank you, Honorable. Could I just send Honorable Mitchell here back to ask you a question now? Honorable Mitchell, where you work for it?
Maybe I'm not really in the same place, but employment equity is important and we all agree on that. But I mean, if I look at the table, what is being portrayed is absolutely not factually correct. Because the more people of color in position than what is being portrayed by the members. So I think factually we need to say. So I don't know if I'm looking at the wrong table, but table 3.5.1 in page 9.5.
Thank you, we are looking at on a monthly basis.
do it actually to achieve the target of suicide rather than mental. But in terms of the SMS level, you can only change the composition of the SMS level as and when decisions become better. You can prioritize some of those designated groups have been good in terms of the impact.
Thank you, Ms. Fulton. Okay, July. One more question from the Honorable Rand, and we'll take on the other conclusions.
Yeah, thank you. Just a little follow-up in terms of the punishment was suspended in one month. So all the individuals were suspended for the outcome of their process.
Thank you. present that wish to pose a question to the minister or to the department. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Minister, thank you. Morton, thank you that you came well prepared and with a full contingent of skillful professionals to answer the questions. We would much appreciate it. We will adjourn set the members. So now some of you will be back at 3 where we will interrogate the section D and section C and section D with Kofa. Lunch is in the staff dining hall, so you are free to enjoy lunch. Thank you very much. Members of the trustee, please stay right behind. We need to finalize the resolution.
Saying we need to leave now.
Joint district model and what it entails. Thank you very much, Honorable Mitchell. I appreciate it.
The important to brief my committee on the partnership with the RCD Foundation and the Dula Oma Institute on the programs presented in the annual report.
Carlton, are you comfortable with that? And then maybe after that we can go to Germany or whatever. Okay, that's the number two, it's okay.
I don't know how to put this up.
I'm in the court of practice, and then I'm going to make eight big differences because in all the courts, it's flat. We have not every day.
Oh, so the IDP.
IDP process. Which is a public, it's a public participation process.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, it's not effective. It's not available for people. And we receive complaints from citizens, and that's why we are doing it. I think before we move this on, I think we need to get the report from the department in that area, so that at least if you need to resort to for the process to be revisited or to be started, at least with the court and the report, and as well as the intervention in the department. Not to just say they must go back without getting a report.
That's great. So what you need to say to combat it is that the department needs to investigate the public participation around the IDP process in the business municipality. And if it's found that it does not conform to the systems act or whatever, then the necessary intervention needs to be made by the public. We say that the department investigate and intervene, but we want to know also what is done. A report to this effect, a brief sentence, should then after the decision of the student in the end. That we have an idea. Okay. Next one?
The department should provide the committee with an updated list of the transfer payments transfer payments to municipality.
Okay,
next one. Chair, a list of all fully fledged 2-cell centers and satellite centers, provide us the committee list. Then the department to provide a report on each of the 6 projects in the 2-cell program. The committee to provide, of the department to provide the committee with a copy of the government performance index research report conducted by the government. Our start is regarding the committee expressing its concern with regard to the public participation programs. It wasn't concerned with the project.
So it's captured it now, the expansion of the particular
project. And then the department to provide the committee with the ages of the officials to which training was provided during the period of the review.
Yeah, they didn't have the stuff that came from the interest. Hey? No. But you think it's old people that... But is there any other resolution that you think that we should consider?
Should in terms of the performance criteria, this to me it's very much a quantitative exercise. And I know many of those criteria are given from the national guidelines. I take it from the national guidelines. So I would like the department to apply their mind to perhaps look at more qualitative criteria. They're not all quarterly reports, but they must, at this point in time, a quarterly report can consist of this last 2 or 3 pages. The quality of their work to be captured a little bit more in terms of the annual performance criteria and the annual report.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean by it, but come back to that.
Yes. I think that what we need to mention here is the 20-25 plan of Turkey. I think you could agree to that, that the commission is essential, that instead of transmission for a year, to impose a system, so that will be first of all, not to do this second for the end of the plan. It might happen that in terms of the attackers, they are moving to a nice one, if we need to have such a plan.
Okay, and because we're working towards the end of a 5-year plan, so a new 5-year plan is being developed. But let me just mention, if you look at all the annual reports, they're all the same, from all the departments. So I don't think that we can take a resolution to that effect, that this department needs to have a different way of presenting the information in their annual reports. I think that is something that we have to take up at another level. I don't know which level it is, but just not now. So what I can say as a resolution would be, and I've spoken to the HUD about it, that the quarterly reports must both be a performance report, which is contained as in section B of the report, information performance, part B, the targets, but also financial report, quarterly financial report, so that we know that this is the budget, this is budgeted for quarter one, this has been spent on quarter one, these are the programs on which it's been spent, so that we can link the performance with the budget. Some of the indicators are annual indicators, that it will be reflected in that. So that then, after a year we come and then we get all of this information and we think to me we don't have time to do a very critical engagement of this sphere. But then at least we know because we've done it throughout the year. So after this is a real problem. But I think we should capture as a resolution so that it's simply just not the engagement between myself and the HUD. He says it's not a problem because they do it for the minister, so why can't they do it for us? So. Any other resolutions? Comments? In the absence of any new resolution, thanks, colleagues. Somebody will be back, I don't know. Ron Wilson will be back later. Okay. I'll be back. So PNG will be back.
Not me, someone else might be back.
Thank you.